It is time for our weekly check-in with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader regarding weekend arts and cultural activities. And, Rich, one of the events this week is actually not immediately in our area, but it's over in the Louisville area, the Forecastle Festival.
You know, July is really becoming a month of music festivals in this region. I mean, in the last few weeks here, we've talked about the Red, White, and Boom here in Lexington, the Bunbury Festival up in Cincinnati. And this weekend, we look west to Louisville, which has their annual Forecastle Festival, which has become a major happening for music fans around this region. The bill just keeps getting better each year. This year, the headliners are Outkast on Friday night, Jack White, I believe, on Sunday night, and Beck on Saturday night. Those two may be flipped. I'm not absolutely sure, but just a really stellar lineup at the top of the bill and all the way down through. Walter Tunis in our Weekender section this week writes about a few acts off of the undercard, like Jenny Lewis, who was a member of the band Rilo Kiley, who will be bringing her solo act to Forecastle right before Beck plays. And Nickel Creek, who a well-known group to people who listen to public radio all over shows like Q and shows like that, will be playing on one of the secondary stages. That's kind of how big it is that a band like Nickel Creek is not playing the main stage. So just a lot of fun to be had there. And my colleague Janet Patton, who covers bourbon, was writing that there is also a big bourbon lodge there at Forecastle where people can sample all of the indigenous Kentucky spirits. So quite a weekend there on the waterfront in Louisville. And next weekend, the festival action comes back to our area with a new festival in Midway that we'll talk about next week.
And another musical event this week is the performance of actually the second weekend of the summer musical of the Studio Players' Honky Tonk Angels.
Yeah, Studio Players has made a real tradition out of the summer musical. It's often one of their biggest shows of the year. In fact, their biggest show ever was always Patsy Cline, which they've now done two summers. They did it last summer and then a few years before, which was a play about Patsy Cline and her biggest fan and sort of going back through all her great hits and everything. And this one is a bit more of a broad swath of country music by the same writer who did always Patsy Cline, Ted Swindley. But this show just takes an act, an aspiring country act, and the three ladies go through many, many hits in their journey. So designed to be a crowd pleaser, as summer shows often are.
Big event going on really through the weekend, but the focus is on Saturday at Keeneland, the Concours d'Elegance. WEKU, by the way, is a media sponsor for this event. Rich, what's new or special about this year's Concours car event?
For 10 years now, they've gotten Keeneland for a weekend to turn its attention away from fast horses and focus on fast cars. The Concours always focuses on sports cars and things of that sort. So this year they are kind of bringing back some of their favorites from years past, some of the cars that have won competitions and things of that sort through the years of the event for kind of an all-star edition of the Concours. So if you are into that sort of thing, you definitely want to make it out to Keeneland this weekend.
All right, another big weekend in the region. Rich Copley, thank you for the update on events happening across this portion of Kentucky.
Thank you.